Donald Baker, and he's going to tell us more about what's happening later this week. It is a renewal service for a church, and he'll give us some of the background and, of course, preview the event that's taking place on Thursday, April the 2nd. But I want to set the table for everyone. Vision and Beyond Christian Ministries, it started in 2004, and today in 2026, it has finally found its new home. And that's where we bring in Donald Baker. And good morning to you, Donald.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
So, Donald, since 2004, Vision and Beyond Christian Ministries, where has it held religious services?
It was over on India Hook. There's a little building that kind of looks like a couple tents. And it was they were there for quite some time. And I believe the property sold. So they had to hunt another place to go. And the Baptist Assembly building gave them the opportunity for about a year. I wasn't involved in this, understand. I've only known Leroy for about a year and a half. And so they had to come out in August, and they had nowhere to go. So they did one service at the lake, and then I'm connected down in Richburg with the Gastons, and Miss Gaston at the front porch allowed them to preach and have their service on Sunday before the brunch.
So once that property got sold, this church just kind of had to find different places that would host them.
Correct.
So they could still share the gospel.
Correct. And okay. It's a challenge because, you know, different folks have different things and different ideas, and their denomination is non-denominational, basically Jesus-based, Christian-based, and Leroy's been a pastor since he was 17. He's 56 years old. And he is my brother of a different color. How about that? And I love that guy. He's awesome. And he's been very helpful to me. But we were looking for the last year since I got in to find a spot. And you literally can't build a church today at $200 to $300 a square. It is just overwhelming. So it's difficult. And then he serves those that don't have much. Therefore, he doesn't have much. And, you know, it just was on my heart to help the man. And my connection was my daughter was going to Lake Wiley Christian out there with Pastor Gunn. And they invited Leroy to speak. And when he spoke, he had a really good sermon. And then he spoke about his challenges in life, his testimony. And in his testimony, his son was a Citadel grad, going to the NFL, died in a tragic car accident. He buried his mom and his son in the same week.
His mom passed away the same...
He buried them both in the same week.
At the same time his son died. My goodness.
And then he got stage 4 lymphoma cancer and survived. And that connected me because I lost my wife 29 years ago to cancer. Oh. And the next week I was swimming for cancer was Swim Across America.
Oh.
So that pulled on me because I could hear him asking for help. And some folks weren't really listening because he wasn't part of the congregation. So I gave him my phone number. He said, call me sometime. So he called me 2 hours later. We had a 3-hour lunch at the barbecue, and that's how it started. And I've been very fortunate in my life. I have more than I deserve, and I'm a steward of where I'm at. And it allowed me to help him. So a realtor was looking for me, and he sent me a note at 12:30 last Wednesday, 2 weeks ago. 3 a.m. I found it. By 5 o'clock that night, we told him we wanted it. Secured the letter of intent in 4 days, and we got the contract a week ago Tuesday.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. For your new location.
Absolutely.
Permanent home.
Permanent home.
Where is that permanent home now?
That's at 620 Briarcliff Road over there behind Bobo's Wrecker. Mm-hmm. It was a United Methodist church where their membership was down, so they consolidated their church, and they put it at a number that would allow a church to come in. And if we hadn't have grabbed it, I can assure you someone have pushed it over and put apartments on it. Because it's in a nice community that he can support. So it's about community with that man. And He's been doing a youth camp for 20 years for underprivileged kids, because that's most of the folks he deals with. And, you know, $60 a week, breakfast, lunch, and a day of fun. So he's a pretty amazing man.
His name is Pastor Leroy McRae.
Leroy McRae.
Well, Donald, I believe that God's timing is always perfect timing, and he clearly has a call on his life, and it was no mistake that you were sitting in that congregation that day to hear that sermon, because the Lord knew that not only was he going to use him, but he was going to use you for sure. And, you know, I think it's very interesting that we're also having this conversation during Holy Week, because this is exactly about what being a Christian is all about. So I also want to commend you for accepting that call and following God using you as one of his humble servants as well. Yeah, this is pretty remarkable.
My sister is also a pastor for the last 20 years, and she was saved in college. And she's a Clover girl. And she won the U.S. Open in 1985. And they have a church in Florida, and she's coming up with her husband, who's the head pastor, and we're having this service at 7 o'clock at Vision Beyond Church at Briarcliff, and everybody's welcome. And it's a very nice church that was at one point probably had a school, because it's got 10, 12, 15 classrooms, which allow them to do what they've wanted to do, build their ministry. The child's ministry, be able to have the kids come in there. And it's in a mixed neighborhood. And it's amazing, because the deacon of the Methodist church was with us yesterday. And the life in that church and the folks coming together, cleaning it up. I was putting light bulbs in there yesterday.
Well, the man upstairs is really using you for manual labor too, it looks like, Donald. So this is, again, called a Holy Week Renewal Service. This is to celebrate Vision and Beyond Christian Ministries' new permanent home here in Rock Hill. It's been around since 2004, somewhat in a general location, but after that land was sold or the building was sold, the church has kind of just moved around to where it could still share the gospel. But now it's got its permanent home at 620 Briarcliff Road. That's off of Highway 72 here in Rock Hill, right there behind Bubbo's Wrecker Service. This Thursday, April the 2nd at 7 p.m. is this renewal service.
Correct.
And everyone's welcome, Donald, to come out and hear from Pastor Leroy McRae, as well as others.
And the head pastor is Joseph Guadagnino.
Okay.
And my sister is Kathy Baker Guadagnino. And she's a Clover girl, just to let you know.
Perfect.
And your main man here induced her in the South Carolina Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And
that's awesome.
She's the most decorated international athlete in the state of South Carolina.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So she's special, though. I'm sparky. She's calm.
Well, this is what a great opportunity, Donald, to follow up with Ashley mentioned that this is Holy Week, and we do know Easter service is a time where people come to church when they've never darkened the door of a church building at all. Christmas and Easter are those two holidays where people feel drawn and they feel welcome. They're welcomed all the time, but these are times where they somewhat know the story. So what a great opportunity if you do not have a place of worship to call your own. This seems like a great opportunity for folks to find their new community.
Yeah, well, yesterday when we were there, you could feel the love in the room. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. My son came, my niece came in, and a little child she's got, and the realtor, Greg Adams, even came.
Oh.
And they were all inspired. I was, and a lot of tears of joy. So it was very, very great start, and I believe he's going to be helping the community and providing a need to help people get themselves back together.
I think that's great.
Well, Donald, we certainly appreciate you bringing this to our attention. Again, it is Holy Week Renewal Service for Vision and Beyond Christian Ministries. The pastor over there is Pastor Leroy McRae. The new location, 620 Briarcliff Road here in Rock Hill, right behind Bubbo's Record Service off of Highway 72. The big celebration, renewal service is what they're calling it, is Thursday, April the 2nd at 7 p.m. and everyone's welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time, and we'll look to see you there.
All right. Donald, thank you so much,
sir. We appreciate all that you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you.